Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim. This is going to be a very specific podcast. I'm only going to talk about one thing, and this is something that's been coming up in my Maximize Your Clinic Next Level program, which we are actually opening enrollment for right now. So we did a complete beta test of this starting at the middle of last October. So this was 2018. And the results that the 10 beta members received was amazing. The accountability that they received was amazing. The way that they showed up in their business massively changed. And what they were able to accomplish in 3.5 months was just more than I think most of them would have been able to do in the span of a year. So we are rolling out another beta launch. So 10 more members can sign up for the next round. It is 3.5 months of live training, plus you get an accountability, open office hour call every single week. We give you a tracking system. And the best part is not only do you get the training, you also get access to my virtual assistant. So he is going to be able to do your emailing and your graphics and your video editing and get a lot of that like crummy, shitty stuff that takes up way more time than it should off your plate. But the reason why I wanted to come on was not to boast about the Next Level program. While it is, I think, amazing, and I cannot wait to continue to promote it, I wanted to talk about the biggest transformation that I found that came out of this particular group. And I didn't intend it to go this way. The whole purpose of working with me at any given time is to reduce the chaos, is to simplify things as quickly as you can and systematize things as best we possibly can, so we don't have to waste all of our brain power and our thought processes on things that we're kind of repeating every day anyway, or things that should be fairly streamlined and automated. And so often I found that the people I was coaching, the people that I was working with in the Next Level program, just even in the Maximize Your Clinic community, they were just making things way more complicated than it had to be. And even I was. So it's fun as an entrepreneur to allow our mind to just go places and start to think of and dream of all these amazing programs that we can offer and all the new platforms that we want to start using and kind of allowing society to dictate what it is that we need to be doing. So if people are doing a podcast, well, I'm going to start a podcast and you have no idea how time consuming it is. And then if other people are like, well, I'm now starting to do Instagram and you've been focusing on Facebook and then you make a pivot and you really don't understand why you're making that pivot or you're making decisions in your business that aren't actually going to pay off. So over the past couple of years, working with the people that I've been working with and the mentors that I've invited into my life, the number one thing that is standing out for 2019 more than anything else is I am not going to be creating content for the sake of just creating content. I'm not going to be putting my energy towards things that are going to be a complete waste of time, just busy work. And I know most of you, if you really think about how you're using your time, you know a lot of it is just being busy. You're not actually accomplishing that thing that's going to move the needle in your business. Meaning, for example, I was thinking about doing like 1 minute videos on like a really quick tip that somebody could learn from me. But in the end, I thought, well, that 1 minute video, while it's giving me exposure, what's the logistic call to action at the end? What am I going to get people to do at the end of that 1 minute clip? And without knowing exactly what that is, I've decided to put that on the shelf. And until I have a good game plan, I'm not going to be doing work that isn't going to provide me with an outcome that I want. And that is bringing in new patients into my office and growing my business. So if it's collecting an email, totally worth it. If it is putting somebody through a funnel, totally worth it. But if all it is just putting content out there and it's taking me hours to create and edit this one little minute snippet, then it's just not worth it. And so what we were doing with the Next Level members is on almost every single call, we were coming up with new strategies. This is how you should be putting together your lead magnet. This is what a webinar should look like. This is what a seminar should look like. This is how you should promote yourself during all of these things. But when I looked, I stepped back and said, okay, what do all of these trainings actually amount to? And the real answer is in your business, what is the logical flow that you want all of your people to go through? So I got my students to throw out at me everything that they were doing. So they were using Facebook, they were doing email marketing, they have their website, they were doing a podcast, they were doing Instagram stories or whatever it is. And we put that on the very first column. Then the second column is, what are those leads going into? So if you have multiple lead magnets and they're all going to multiple different downloads, and then that's it, you're just kind of downloading those things and you're not doing anything with those leads, then that's kind of a gap in our funnel. So I would have everybody say, okay, what is the ultimate pathway you want all of these potential leads to go through? So then they picked one or two core lead magnets that every time they do a social media post, a blog post, something like that, it is funneling these people to these top one or two core lead magnets, their best material that they could have put out there that people are going to have a massive quick win on, that's going to help to build trust. And when people trust you, they start to like you more, they start to get to know you more, and then they of course want to work with you. So instead of having it be scattered amongst 20 different downloads, they're now funneling everything to one or two core lead magnets. And each of those core lead magnets funnels to one particular sequence that gets them onboarded as a new patient or client, as opposed to having just a bunch of gaps where, yep, I'm collecting leads. I have no idea what's happening with them. They're just kind of falling off a cliff or not being addressed. So now we created number one in the first column. So I encourage everybody to map this out yourself. Like literally brain dump everything you've got going on in your business, all the programs that you've got going on, how you're trying to generate leads and generate new patients. What are the funnels that you're putting them through? And are they all streamlining to the same thing? So at the end, you should have this beautiful ability to say, okay, I'm putting a lot of effort into Pinterest and I'm not getting any traffic, so Pinterest is not where I'm going to focus this year. Or I'm putting a lot of effort into my Instagram and I'm getting a ton of new comments, people wanting to download my freebie in my bio or whatever, then say, okay, that's where I'm going to put my effort in for 2019. And so what is it that you're offering? Pick one or two core lead magnets. It could be a live seminar or webinar. It could be just a PDF download. It could be a video series that you've created, just a very simple video series. And then at the end of all of those pieces, there should be a very obvious call to action, which is to come into my office or come into my business in some way and become a paying client. Now you could have a little step in between where everybody books in a discovery call with you. So whether they've met you on a seminar, met you through a webinar, downloaded their PDF, their next call to action is to hop on a call with you. And that's where you can screen and make sure that they're the right fit for you and your business. And then we convert them into paying patients or clients. So that is the very first step that we did, is I went through all of my students' businesses and I said, okay, what have we got going? What is the ideal flow to get them into your business? So that was the first step. Then the second step, of course, is, well, how do we want them to flow through your business? Now, this is where people get very confused and it becomes a little bit chaotic because, of course, at least in my business, I could have people do, you know, 10 different tests and try all these different supplements. And I have my 7-day detox program that I put almost every new patient through, or they could do IgG testing or hormone testing or whatever it is. So that's where we have to become very, very focused and say, if my ideal patient came into my business, my ideal client, what would the next logical steps be? So despite the fact that you can do more individualized work with everyone, you would still want to get them in for, let's say, a 3-month package. And in that 3-month package, they would have a visit with you every week or every 2 weeks. Then after the 3-month package, you would upsell them to a 6-month program, which might just be monthly. So therefore, you've guaranteed 9 months worth of treatment. And then after that 6-month package, then they would start coming in maybe every 2 to 3 months. And that is the flow you want your patients to go through. We're not talking about all the added things that you could get those patients to do. All I was getting my next level members to do was to plot out what the programs were or the stages of treatment that they wanted everybody to go through. Another person had an online course that they created, which was high protein, low carb. And so she was doing online launches to get people on it. And I said, well, why couldn't you have your each and every new patient that comes into your office tell them about the high protein, low carb program and just get them to opt in at their own time? It doesn't have to be during a launch. It's already set up to be kind of automated. Why don't we incorporate that into your stream? So a new patient comes in on that initial visit. Most of them are coming in for either fertility, wanting to get pregnant, weight loss, menopausal. So every single one of those people ideally could benefit from a high protein, low carb program. So in her pathway, the new patients, they automatically get invited to, so no one is forced to, invited to sign up for her online program. And then after that, she has them do a visit with her every 2 weeks for the first 3 months. So they're learning the program on their own, and then she's having them actually come in office. And those visits could just be 15 minutes for the next 3 months. And then after that, it would be once a month for the rest of the year and then as needed. So that now became her logical flow. And we kind of put off into this little section, you know, labs are kind of recyclable. So they're going to be ongoing. Supplements are recyclable. They're going to be ongoing. But maybe in your business, the labs and the supplements are part of this pathway. So with my business, we've just rolled out the GATT protocol, which I'm going to be copywriting or trademarking in the next couple of months. And that is my gut adrenal thyroid protocol, where now I have it perfectly laid out that we have stages that I want my patients to go through. So every new patient will either do IgG testing or the 7-day detox. And then until the gut stuff is resolved, then we would move on to stage 2, which is adrenals. We'd focus there for probably 3 to 6 months. And then there's labs that are involved with that, herbs, supplements, things like that in that stage. And then the final stage would be to make sure that the thyroid is in working order. That would include blood work, desiccated thyroid, or herbs. And then finally, the maintenance phase. And of course, they can flip back through any of these stages at any given time because that's just how people work. But that has now become my logical flow for how my patients are going to go once they enter my office. Now, the one thing that I will say, because I know your head is probably spinning, is, well, what if patients don't fit into this pathway? What if they don't want to do the things that I want them to do? The whole exercise is for you to develop that mental game plan for how you would ideally want people to go through your business, which also means when you have that laid out in your mind and you know what you would like them to do, you're more likely to educate them on the ideal strategy as opposed to forgetting, oh, right, I have this online program that I could be promoting. Oh, right, I should be getting them to do the gut stuff first before the adrenal stuff. So all it's really allowing your brain and your confidence to do is to start to promote all those extra pieces of your business that you might be hesitant to promote because you just don't have a streamlined idea of how you want your business to go. So this is an exercise that I would strongly encourage everybody to do. It shouldn't take much more than an hour to actually map out, okay, here's all the pieces that I want to continue to work on. Here's the flow that I want my possible patients or clients to go through. And then once they become a patient, this would be the ideal strategy that I would like them to have. And even with one of my next level members, she was like, well, after the first 3 months, I don't know what they could do. They could either do a 6 week program or they could do a 6 month program. And I said, that's perfect. So what you're always going to do is after those 3 months, you're going to encourage them to do the 6 month program because that's where you see the best results. But then you could downsell to the 6 week program. And if they take none, then that's not on you because you gave them two viable options that you know will work. And if they choose not to do that and don't get results, then they can't really complain because at least you gave them really great options to choose. So we also, if you have multiple different streams, think of what is the ideal one that you'd want everybody to go through, and then think of what your downsells would be. So yeah, maybe they don't want to invest in a 3 month or 6 month program, but could you offer them a check-in every month for a couple of months, which would be a downsell, but you're still getting them in the office? Or at least say, I want to see you every 2 to 3 months for the next year. And so you can layer these different options for people. But the most important part is you will then say, so now that we're done the first phase of working together, I always want to get my patients to do the 6 month program. And if they're like, well, I don't really know if I want to do 6 months, say, okay, no problem. Then I also have this great sort of next level step, which is only 6 weeks or a monthly check-in for the next, I don't know, 3 or 6 months. It's not as costly. It's not as timely, but it still gets you into the office and the visits are only 15 minutes. Does that sound like a good compromise? Yes. Amazing. So it just gives you that ability to have a better conversation with your patients or clients, regardless of what that flow looks like, because now you know, and you have it set in your mind what you would like them to do. So I would love to see you map this out, like actually draw it on paper. Or what we did with my next level people is we did it on a slide, like a presentation slide, so we could easily move the pieces around. And I want you to take a snapshot of that. And I want you to send it to me. You can either send it to my email, info@themaximmovement.com, or post it on Instagram and then tag me so I can see what your patient flow looks like. And I literally want you to end this call when it's over and do it. And I'm asking you and I'm emphatically telling you to do this right away because it is going to be a game changer for how you approach your business for the rest of the year. And if that next level program sounds like something that would interest you, where you'd get that 3.5 weeks of individualized and support, group support, but individualized support from me in a group setting, in a community setting, reach out to me via Instagram @AndreaMaximND and send me a direct message and I will give you all the information for that. Now, the doors are closing soon, so hopefully you're hearing this podcast now. We are going to be closing the next round of the beta launch mid-February. So it'll be around February 15th. And if I fill it up before then we're just going to get started sooner. But this next level program was like my program that I've always wanted to put together. And the reason why I like to keep it small, 10 people at a time, is because then I can really get to know you and your business more personally, as opposed to just having you be a random member. So either way, you're going to do your homework right after this call and you're going to show me a picture and you're going to send it to me. And then of course, if you'd like to become a member of the Maximize Your Clinic community, Next Level, or the self-study, reach out to me on Instagram @AndreaMaximND. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.